That it stood in the lucha, it stood there with a nes. Why? So Rashi says, "V'nesayoyimdim shoyzechakikhasan mishnayavrayim." The luchos went through and through the tablets. The oisias went through and through. So therefore, since the mem and the samach, at least an end of mem and the end of samach is round, completely round, so a hole that's completely round went through and through. So the middle shouldn't have been there. The middle of the samach should have fell through, or the middle of the mem should have fell through. So it was a nest that had stood by the luchos. Hilchach. Shar oisias leishlehem mokem dovik. The rest of the oisias that's only not round, a part of it is still attached, was attached to the luchos. Elamem v'samach hoise v'yaver. Really, was just in the year, since it was a complete circle, the samach and the mem. So the middle part of it should have fell through. So what does he mean to prove that the chibz is saying even b'shas Moshe came down the luchos? We had already an end the mem. We had already an end the samach. So how could you say the Nevi'im were masakin the Mem and the Samach? And the Chizda says no, they had it already, B'shas Moshe came down with the Luchos. So Mashma was there, B'shas Kabbalah Satayru? So Gemara answers yes. I'll tell you in, Mehevei Hevei, true they had it. Floy Hevei Yadei Hai B'yem Sateva V'hai B'soif Teva. Avadei B'shas Moshe Rabbeinu B'shas Luchos, they had the Mems, they had the Nuns, they had two Mems and they had two Nuns. But at that time, they weren't sure which mem goes in the middle and which mem goes at the end. What's called an end of mem and what's called the middle mem? That they didn't know. The Yosta Tufim, but the Nevi'im came, Utkinu, and they were Masakin, that an open mem goes in the middle. And the closed mem, the round mem, that goes at the end. Psuchim b'yemtza, an opened mem or an open samach, the open ice, they go in the middle of the word. B'yemtza tev, in the middle of the word. Ustumim, the end of it, the one that's round, like we have, the stumim, the closed oisiyos, that's the safe teva, that goes at the end of the teva. So the Huru were answering now, true, the shast luchos, they had the two mems, but at that time they weren't sure which mem goes where. The Nevi'im later, first from Masakin, that the end of mem goes at the end. For the Gemara, no, it's still a kashadom. Soy, still, Eila ha-mitzvah, still the Pesach says, these are the mitzvahs. And this is part of the mitzvahs, to know how to read the Aleph Beis. Where the mem goes should be part of the halachas of the Torah. So still it should apply the klal of Sheinovi Osir Lechadish Dover Miyata. That a Novi in the future Doros can't be Mechadish, can't tell us anything new that we did not know Bishas the Torah was given to us. So it had to be at the time when Moshe got the Torah, he at that time knew that there are two mems, and he knew the open mem goes in the middle, and the closed mem goes at the end. So how could he say that the Nevi'im were Masakin this? It's a Kashan Rabbi Yirmiyah. V'itayim Rabbi Chiyah Baraba. So Gemara answers like this. Elo atel yo shachachum. Avad at the beginning when Moshe got the Torah, he knew at that time exactly which mem was in the middle and which mem was at the end. But the pshat is later on they forgot which mem, where the open mem goes and where the closed mem goes. V'chozru v'yostim. And later when the Nevi'im came, they were Masada, they told us exactly that the open mems, the open nun, goes in the middle, and the misamach, and the closed samach, the closed mem, that goes at the end. And no, not the samach, was asked the mem, the where he was from. Yeah. The mem, the nun, the samach, the pe, and the chof. Yeah. So Mel, that's the Torah. The Avada, they knew when the Torah was given, just later on they forgot it, and later on the Nevi'im came and told them what they forgot. Weiter. The Yom Rebbe Yirmiyah, V'Yitayim Rebbe Chiyah Barabah. Targum Shal Torah. That we have a Targum on the Torah, you should know. Unkles HaGer Omru. Unkles HaGer, who was a Ger, he was the one that wrote the Targum. And Mipi Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua. He knew it from Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua. That's the Unkles HaGer made the Targum that we have on the Torah. What about Targum Shal Nevi'im? If you learn Yeshua, Shoftim, the Nevi'im, who wrote the Targum on the Nevi'im? Is Yonasan ben Uzziel. He wrote the Targum on the Nevi'im. And Omru, he said it over, Mipi Chagai Eschaya Malachai. He knew it from the words of Chagai Eschaya Malachai. V'nizdaza Eretz Yisrael Arba Meyas Parso Al Arba Meyas Parso. It's at the time when Yonasan ben Uzziel wrote the Targum on the Nevi'im, the whole Eretz Yisrael like shook. It shook up from 400 Amis, 400 Pasor by 400 Pasor. And Yotza Sobaskol, Abaskol came out to Yomer and said, Mihu Zeh, who is this person? Shegilo Sisrei Levnei Yodim. That's uncovering the hidden to Bnei Yodim. Like in the Targum, Yonis and Menazil on Nach, it says a lot of things that we would not know without it. So he was the one that uncovered it to us. It's like Abaskol came out and said, who is this person that's doing it? Is Omad Yonis and Benazil, Al Raglov. So he got up on his feet. The Yomer and he said, Anihu, I am the person, Shegalisi Sisrecha. I am the one that uncovering your hidden things, Livnei Yodim, to the people. Now, like he's saying to the Abisha, don't be angry at me. That goal of Yadul Lefernecha, it's clear to you. Shalalich Vaidiyah Sisi, I didn't do it for my own covered, that I should get respect, I should be called a great person. For Lalich Vaid Beisaba, I didn't do it because of my father's house, that the people should praise my father. I did it because of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo yarba machlekes b'Yisrael, that there shouldn't be machlekes in Klal Yisrael. That this people won't know pshat in the pasuk, so there'll be a machlekes. They'll say this is the pshat, and they'll say this is the pshat. But now that we have Targum, Yunus, and Ben Aziel, we'll know the exact pshat, there won't be a machlekes. V'yoid, and after that, Bikesh Lagalo is Targum Shoksuvim. Has Yonis and Benaziah wanted to make a targum even on the Ksuvim? And on this, Yotus Abaskol, Abaskol came out from Shemayim, and the Yomran said, the Yomran loy, Dayecha, you did enough already. Like, we don't give you a shus in Shemayim to go further to write a targum on Ksuvim. For the Gemara, my time, what's so wrong? Like, what would be wrong if we have a targum on Ksuvim? We have it on Nevi'im ready. Like, why didn't they stop them by Nevi'im? Why only by Ksuvim? The Gemara says, Mishum, the Isbe Kates Mashiach. Because in the Ksuvim, there it talks about when Mashiach is going to come. And that Hashem didn't want it to be uncovered, the people should not know exactly when Mashiach will come. So Rashi learns, Ketz Mashiach, the Sefer Daniel. I see in Sefer Daniel, it says there when Mashiach is going to come. So we learn, when we learn the Pesukim, we don't know exactly what it means. But if there would have been a Targum on Daniel, the Targum would have told us exactly when Mashiach is going to come. And Hashem did not want us to know when Mashiach is going to come. That's why Hashem stopped him from writing the Targum on Ksuvim. For the more of a Targum Shoteru Unkla Sager Omru, is it true that the Targum Shoteru Unkla Sager, he was the first one to say it? For your Omar Rav Iko Abaravin, Omar Rav Hanano, Omar Rav, he said over the name of Rav, Maidich Siv, what does the Pesuk say in Chemya? Vayikru Ba Sefer. Torah Solokim. They read in the Sefer, portion of Sefer Torah. Mefoirosh, v'soim seichol, v'yovinu b'mikro. And they understood the Psukim. There's all talking about exactly how they're able to read the Psukim. So we darshan like this. Vayikru b'sefer Torah Solokim. That means they're mikro. They were reading in the Chumash, they were able to read the Psukim. So Rashi says they're mikro, loshen ivri shachumish. The way we have our Chumash written down in Lashon Ivri, that's the way they were able to read the Torah, like in Lashon Ivri, in Lashon HaKodesh. Mefurish, what does the Pasuk mean? Mefurish, is that a Targum? That there was a Targum. So the Chur, you see, even before Unkla Sager, there was a Targum. The Pasuk in Chem is saying that even at that time, before Unkla Sager, they had a Targum. Vayta v'soim seichel means Eilu HaPsukim. That was given over to them exactly when the Pasuk begins and when the Pasuk ends. They knew the Pesukim, Trashi Heich Nifsukim. They knew when the Pasuk ends, when the Pasuk begins. Vayavinu Bamiku, what does that mean? Eila Piske Tamin. Like Rashi says, Hanigunim, Kruyim Tamin. They knew how to lay in the Sefer Torah, they knew how to put the Nigun there. It was also given, Vaisayas Peshas Moshe Rabbeinu. It was given the Nigunim to the Torah also. Vyamrullah Somse Eilu HaMesiris. This was the Mesiris. Like, we know certain words in the Torah is written one way, and that's the Kriya, but Lamais, that's the Ksav, but the Mesiris, the way we read it over, is differently. We have a different Mesiris. So you go, Bosa, the Mesiris was also giving over to them. That's what Nechem is saying in the Pasuk. So I call upon the Kashra, you see, Targum was given over much before Unkla Sager made it. So the Teretzeh is Shachachum. Avad was given before, but they forgot the Targum. V'chosvu v'yistam. And now, Unkla Sager, he came and wrote it over again, the Targum. For the Gemara, Maishno d'yiraisad lo yizdazo. When it says before, it says when Unkla Sager wrote the Targum, it doesn't say that Eretz Yisrael shook 400 pasos by 400 pasos. They didn't shook, Mashmah wasn't such a big chiddush. It wasn't so great. V'yad neviyah is dazo. But when Yonasan ben Aziel came out with the Targum on Nevi'im, then it says Eretz Yisrael shook 400 pasois. Like, what's the difference? How come the Nevi'im is more chashuv than the Torah? So the Gemara is like this: the Araisa Mifrasha Milsa. Midiraisa, the Torah, we know Pshat and all the Psukkim of the Torah. Even without Targum, we also know the Pshat. The Targum may help us out to know better Pshat, we know more clear or true. But even without the Targum, we ourselves could understand every word in the Torah. Mashenken de Neviya, Ika Mila de Mefarshan. By learning Neviyim, true, certain words, certain Psukkim, we understand it without the Targum. But the Ika Mila de Mesosman, there are some words in the Neviyim that we don't know Pshat. And if it wouldn't have been for the Targum Yonasan ben Aziel, we would not know Pshat in Nevi'im. Therefore, that was a big chiddush when it came out with the Targum Yonasan ben Aziel on Nevi'im, though Eretz Yisrael shook 400 Amos, like a 400 Pasoyas, that was a big chiddush that now they know all the Pshatim and the Psukim. Tirsir, like the apostle says in Tzcharya, Ba'yoy Mahu, Yigdal HaMispeid Yerushalayim, at that day they spayed him, that they're going to say for the Churban of Yerushalayim, Kemispeid Hadarimin Bevikas Megidim. The same way they made a Hesped for Hadarimin in Vikas Megidim. That's what the Pasuk says in Zechariah. So Poshet's Mashma, that they made a Hesped when Hadarimin died. Now, we don't find anywhere in the Pesukim they did such a thing like that. We don't find anywhere they made a Hespedim for Hadarimin. So V'yomer Rabbi Yosef said like this, El mole targum daikro. If not for the targum on this pasuk of Tcharya, lo yadana my koma, we would not know what the pasuk means. In other words, we never, like Rashi says, shloimetzina b'chol ha'mikra hesped liadrimon bebikas magidoy. We never saw anywhere in the Nach that they made such a hesped in this place. So what's pshat in this pasuk in Tcharya? So now that you read the Yonasan and ben Aziel, now you know pshat. V'yoyimahu, what does Targum Yonasan ben Aziel say? V'yoyimahu yiske mispadim Yerushalayim. At that day they'll be saying tremendous aspedim for the churban of Yerushalayim. Kimispado the Achov bar Amri. When the same way they gave a hesped to Achov, the son of Amri, the kotel yosei hadrimon ben tavrimon v'rimas gilut. In other words, not the hesped was for Hadrimon himself, but rather Hadrimon killed Achav bar Amri. And by the hesped of Achav bar Amri, that was a tremendous hesped. So now when they're saying the hesped on Yerushalayim, it was the same way they were saying the hesped by Achav bar Amri. So you need Yonasan ben Aziel to tell us this. Rashi says, V'yonasan targumo l'shnei hespedos, Hadrimon b'rimas gilod, v'yashel v'ikas magidoi. So because of the targum, you understand shot in the psukim. Vaitem, and Targum says Vaitem, Ukemispedo di Yashio bar Amun, and the same way they said a hesped on Yashio by Amun, the Koto Yose Parachagiro, that Parachagiro killed him, the Vikas Magidoi also Vikas Magidoi. That's what the pasuk means. They gave a spadim in Yushalayim like they gave a spadim in these two places also. Now the pasuk says in Daniel, for Isiyani Daniel Levadi, I myself saw a Tamara. Mashma in a certain vision, a certain nevuah, Daniel himself saw it. For Yohanoshim asher hoyu imi, but the other people, his friends that were with him, will soon see who they are. Lo ro'u es ha'mara, they didn't see the vision. Avol charodu gedolah naflo lahem, but they got very shook up, very frightened. Vayivrachu b'ha chovei, and they ran away to a hiding place. So first of all, man ninu anoshim, who were these people with Daniel? That's who these people were. They were Chagai, Schayim, Malachi, the Mamash Nevi'im. Now, Inu, Adifu, Minei. These three Nevi'im were greater than Daniel. But the Ihu, Daniel also, Adif Minaya, was greater than them. What does it mean? Inu, Adifu, Minei. They are greater than him. The Inu, Nevi'ah. Because these three people are Nevi'im. Chagai, Schayim, Malachi, were Nevi'im. The Ihu, Lav, Nevi'ah. Mashenka Daniel was not a Navi. Of the Iyu Adifu Menayim, and this Machaz and this vision now, Daniel was greater. The Iyu Chozi, because Daniel saw this vision. The Inu Lo Chozi, and they didn't see the vision. So in this one type of Riyo, Daniel was greater than them. For the Gemara Kasha, V'chi Meyachad Lo Chozi, if the three of them, Chagas, Chaim, Alachi, didn't see anything, my time of Isu, how come it says they got shook up? It says they didn't see, but they got shook up and they ran to hide. If they didn't see, why did they get shook up for? And if the Gemara afagav diinu lechazui, even though they themselves taka did not see anything, of a mezlayu chazui, they have a mazel, drashi sar shokolodim lamala. Every person has a sar like a prince on top in Shemayim. That's called your mazel. That's called Yesh Mazel Yisrael. So their mazel upstairs was able to see this chazoin, this type of nevua, and therefore that made them afraid. And Omar Ravina, Shema Mina, from here we see, Haiman de Mivis, somebody gets shook up, gets frightened, Afagav Diyo Lechaz, even though he didn't see anything, like he doesn't know why he got frightened, you know why you're frightened right now? Because Mazlayu Chazi, because your Mazel and Shemayim, the Sar of you, he's seeing something wrong. That's why sometimes you get afraid and you don't know why. Maitakante, what should you do in such a case? Likri Krishma. The best thing is fast go run and say Krishma. You say Krishma, that will save you from the mazik. Let's say you're standing in a place that has shmutz there, dirt there, has a tsoya there, that you're not allowed to say Krishma in such a place. Is linshav meduchta arba garmida. So move away from your place where you are for garmida. Move away where you are a certain measurement, like skip to another place. And if that doesn't help you, if you see that you're still afraid, is lame hoch, it is what you should say. He should know the goats by the butcher is fatter than me. Like, leave me alone, go to the goats by the butcher. That's what you should say. And that will make the shade, whatever's bothering you, go away. Yeah. Right. Now we had before was with Dashin the Pasik, but Medina, Medina, V'ir, V'ir. So Gemara says, "Vahash to the Yarmut." Now that you're telling me, Medina, Medina, ear of ear, Lidrosha. Now that we're dashing extra the words Medina, Medina, and ear of ear for special drushes, like we said, Yeshua ben Levi, that krach v'cholasomachloi cholanirimoi dino kekrach. That it means not only the city itself that has a wall around it, but any city right next to it, or any city that you could see it, also has that halachas. So from the words Medina, Medina, near Via with Dashning. For the Gemara is so, Mishpachu, Mishpachu, Lamayosa. When the Pasuk says in the Megillah, you should read the Megillah, Mishpachu, Mishpachu, what's the Chiddush of Mishpachu, Mishpachu? Each Mishpachu should read the Megillah, what's the Chiddush in that? So Gemara says, the Yom Rav Yudam Rav, Kahanim, Lamayosa, Om Rav Yesi, Bar Chanina, Lohovi, Mishpachu, is Kahuna, Olavia. A chiddush that even the Kahanim and Levim shemavatle naivoydoser nuboyin l'shmoyim mikra megillah. Even though on Purim Yudalad the Adar they used to bring kabonis, and let's say you have the Kahanim that were doing the avoda, the kabonis in the Beis Hamikdash, and Levim were singing the shir. When it comes to hear the mikra megillah, they have to stop and they have to go hear the mikra megillah. That's the chiddush of mishpacha mishpachon. Even the Kahanim and the Levim have a chiyah to hear the megillah. The Yomer Rav Yudam Rav Kahanim biavoydosim. Even though the Kahanim were doing the avodah, doing the work in the Mizbeach, bringing the Kabonis. Ulevi'im beduchonim. And Levi'im was standing on the place singing the shir by the Kabonis. Ulevi'im beduchonim. The Yisrael b'mamodim, like we had in Masech Tainis. And there's a chelik of Klai Yisrael standing there by the Korban Atomit. Rashi says, Yisrael b'mamodim. Oimdim al timidei tzibur. B'shas ha-korban. K'adam Masech Tainis. Tishmu l'akrili b'moyadah hechshemri. Emeinu oimid agabo. And as a cloud, when you bring a korban, you have to be there watching over your korban. So a korban tziva came for everybody. So we had to send shluchim to be by the oimid, to stand by the korban as if the bailam are standing there, because they brought the korbanos. Yeah. So now, the lacher is, even though you have kanim and levim and yisraelim by the korbanos, kula mevatlin avodosin. All three of these people have to stop doing their avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, or boyin l'shmoyim mikri megillah. They don't have a right to say we have no time to hear the Megillah. We're too busy bringing Karbonis. It's not doich a Mikra Megillah. You have to stop your Avodah to go hear Mikra Megillah. And Mikan Somchu, here they were Samech, our base Rebbe, they would hear the Smichus for base Rebbe, Shemevatlin Talmud Torah, that the Lacher is you have to stop learning Torah on Purim, or Boyin Lishmoyim Mikra Megillah. That you can't have a head to say, I'm too busy learning Torah today, I'm not going to hear the Megillah. You have a chiyuv to stop learning Torah, I call upon him to go hear the Megillah. Me the Rashivas make a diyuk that you're supposed to learn Torah on Purim. Like, Mashmi's supposed to have yeshiva even on Purim. It's just a chiddush that you have to stop learning to hear the Mikra Megillah. the mashrim before years of Megillah, and after the Megillah, you have to go back to learn. Just as the Chiddush, Shemavatlin, Talmud Torah, Bor, Lishmaimik, Megillah. Now today they say, the whole Talmud Torah you have is the Megillah that you hear. Halavai, you hear the Megillah, you hear some Talmud Torah on Purim. But Mikra, Din Mashmi, you're supposed to be learning on Purim also. Just you have to stop learning to hear the Megillah. Kal V'choyma, how does he know this? It's the Kal V'choyma Miyavoida. Now Kal V'choyma from the Seth Talochim. That the Kahanim have to stop doing the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, hear the Megillah. Now, Ma Avoida, Maduch, by doing the Avoida of the Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Shi Chamura, that's a very Chomet Ginyan. Mevatlin Talmud Torah, you have a right to stop learning Torah. To do the Karbonis, we know to do mitzvahs. You have a right to stop Torah. To do the Karbonis, No, because Ma Avoida, Shi Chamura, Mevatlin, Maduch, that doing the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is very Chomer, is very strict. Still, we say the Kahanim have a right to stop during the Avoida, to hear the Mikra Megillah, Talmud Torah LeKol Shchein. Isn't it for sure that even though you're learning Torah, you have to stop learning Torah on Purim and go hear the Mikra Megillah? He says, the Kal V'chomer from Avoida, Maduch to Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash, B'shas they're bringing the Kabonis. If now's the time to hear the Megillah, they have to go hear it, they have to stop. For sure, for Talmud Torah also, you have to stop. For the Gemara, the Avoida Chamura Mitalmud Torah, is that true? That during Avodas Karbonis is more strict than Talmud Torah. The Yoksiv, I bring you a person not like that. When the Malach came to tell Yeshua, we see not like that. The Pasuk says, Vayihi be'yos Yeshua b'Yerichoi. When Yeshua was still in Yericho, still fighting Yericho, having the Mechama, Vayisainav, he lifted up his eyes, Vayar and he saw. Vina ish oimel negdo. There was the Malach standing by him, Vayishtachul up, he bent down to him. So the question is, Vayichi yovet hochi, how did Yeshua bow down to the Malach? I bomb Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Also, liyodem shiitem shalom lechaveroi belaila. You're not going to give shalom aleichem to your friend at night time. Chashinen shema sheidu. You have to be afraid. Maybe your friend is a sheid. So, Mash, if you know the friend, he's your close friend, you know who he is. Avadim stamets muta. But somebody you don't know, you're not so close with him, you don't know who he is, you shouldn't give him shalom aleichem at night time. Until you check him out very well, maybe he's a sheid. Don't start up with a sheidim. So, how could Yeshua give this stranger shalom aleichem? And the Gemara Shani Yosem there was different. The Yomalei, the Malach told him, Ki ani sar tzavo Hashem. I'm like a Sama Malach from Hashem. For the Gemara of Duma Meshachrei, maybe the Malach was lying though, maybe he's still a shade, and he was only lying to Yeshua. So the Gemara says, Gemiri we learned, we know, to loy mafki shem shemam lebatolo. That the shadim don't have a right to say Hashem's name lebatolo. So since here the Malach said, Ani Sar Tzavo Hashem, he said Hashem's name, Yeshua believed him, and that's why Yeshua gave him Shalom Aleichem. Now, what was the Malach coming to question to Yeshua? What was his complaint against Yeshua? Omalo, he said to Yeshua like this, you did two averus. Emesh, yesterday, bitaltem Tomash Rebbein Abayim. You didn't bring the korban at Tomash Rebbein Abayim. The Yachshav, and right now, bitaltem Tomash Torah, you're not learning Torah. Interesting, they speak out about the Muslim. Yeshua is Amish in the middle of fighting by Yerichoi. In the middle of the daytime, the Mamish fighting, it's hard to fight. You see blood, you have guns, you have bow and arrows, there, knives. Mamish, you fight the whole day. It comes at night. What you do at night? Of course, you go to sleep at night. Get strength to come back to fight good the next day. No, the Malach came to Yeshua and said, you're about to Torah. How come you weren't learning Torah at night time? Rashi says, the Yachshav, Shehu Laila, Hoy Lachem Lasak Batera, Shrey Enchem Lachem Balaila. Since at night time you don't go to war, you don't fight at night, you're not fighting right now, so at night you should have been learning Torah. Since you're not learning Torah, the Malach says, I have a complaint against you, you'll be Mabatal Torah. Oh my Lord, so Yeshua said to the Malach, Aleizamihem Bos, which one of the two complaints is worse? Which one are you complaining against me? Oh my Lord, the Malach said to him, Ata Bossi, I'm coming for right now. The Malach came at night. The complaint was, right now, at night time, you should be learning. How come at night time you sleep and taking it easy, even though you fought the whole day, and you saw so much blood the whole day, and you're such a mood you are? Still, you should have been learning at night. Is Miyad, right away, the Pasuk says what? Vayolen Yehoshua Balailahu. And we dash him. What does it mean he went to sleep? It means, the Pasuk says, B'toich Ha'imek. He went to sleep at Toich Emek, and we dash in Poshta means he went to sleep in the valley, and we dash in O. Omer Reb Yechino.